Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So for a lot of us, this is the last week, the last hurrah before school begins. When do you guys go back? Are you back next week?
No, the day after Labor Day.
Day after Labor Day. See, that's smart. I never understood that. Let's go back on Wednesday before a holiday and have 3 days. It's stupid.
What's it like for you, though, getting together for all those boys?
Yeah, so five boys, four schools. It's stressful. The older ones are, well, whatever. Enough said. I cannot imagine having six kids so close together, but Steve and Rob Anderson McLean do, and it's amazing. They have two older sons, and they decided, two gentlemen, married in 2013? What is it, Steve? I forget.
Legally married in 2013.
Okay. And then, you know, Steve and Rob, they're like, you know what? Our lives really aren't complete. Maybe we'll adopt another child or two. Or, well, yeah, it didn't really work out like that for you because you adopted a legitimate biological family of six kids.
Wow.
What?
Yep.
How's it going? How is it going? How's the laundry?
The laundry's going okay, you know. With all the swimming the kids have been doing this summer, we have a lot of bathing suits, but not as much actual clothes. So it's kind of calmed down a little bit. It's soon to pick up again with school and everything.
I am so enthralled with you and what you guys do. Tell everybody how the names of your children and how old they are.
So Carlos is 14 and he's going into eighth grade. Guadalupe, or we call her Lupe, and she is 13. Maria is 12, and she is going into sixth grade. Selena is 10, and she's going into fifth grade. Nasa is going into third grade, and he is 9. And Max, he is our youngest. He's 7, and he's going into second grade.
Marty, can you believe this?
No.
I mean, this is so amazing.
How are they, though? I mean, when we talked to you, we're just adopting. How are they? How's the family unit getting along and all that stuff? How are they adapting to you?
Yeah, we're doing well. We're trying to enjoy summer. We've done a lot of fun things with the kids as much as we can. The one thing we haven't done yet and we're still hoping to do is Kennywood. So we're hoping to get out there maybe next week to Kennywood. But we've done all the museums and the zoo and, you know, a lot of the different fairs and stuff around. So we're trying to just enjoy life a little bit this summer before we go back into the hecticness of school and football and everything.
Marty, so Steve has two grown adult men, sons. One is going to graduate school in Egypt next week. So that throws a little, fly into the ointment here. But I have to ask you, Steve, so you're a stay-at-home dad. And Rob,
yeah.
I love this. Tell everybody what Rob does.
Rob is an engineer for Norfolk Southern Railroad, so he drives, pilots, I guess, a train.
Isn't that the coolest?
Yes.
That's the coolest. And so do your kids call you dad and daddy or dad and pop or dad and dad? How does that work?
Yeah, that's kind of changed here and there. They've started calling me Papa, and I don't know where that came from, but and they still call Rob Dad. So he's remained dad, but my name has kind of changed here and there. So,
and how's it going to work with school? So you've got the older three in the middle school, you got the younger ones in the elementary. Are you Daddy Dearest who's driving everybody everywhere? Is there a bus?
Yeah, no. Luckily, they all get on separate buses. So the three different schools that we have kids in, they each have a bus. So. It's just a matter of making sure everybody's out at that bus stop. And then at the end of the day, I'm out there getting everybody from the bus stop, at least the younger ones.
I love it. What are you, the cook? Do you cook everything?
Well, when Rob's home, he enjoys cooking. But I usually, you know, obviously when he's out on the train, I'm the main cook.
Okay, so what's up for, what are you making for tonight?
What's for dinner?
That's an example.
Give us a
Well, for tonight, I kind of cheated a little bit tonight. We're just having pizza rolls tonight.
Oh, man.
Something quick.
I like it.
We have football practice tonight. So Max is in football, and we have practice every night from 6 to 8. So, you know, the afternoon gets away from us, and sometimes we have to make something easy.
Amen.
You know, last night we had spaghetti and meatballs. So
I'm all about it. Isn't the quantity amazing? Like the milk in my house, it's 4 to 5 gallons a week. What about you?
Oh, yes, exactly. We are about 5 gallons a week of 2% milk. So,
do you shop at Sam's or Costco?
Costco.
There you go.
And what is back to school like in terms of clothes and materials and supplies? And
well, Marshall's, Target, and JCPenney's love us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, buying jeans and everyone trying on. I try to take a couple at a time. I try not to take everybody because it gets a little overwhelming for everyone involved.
I just, I love you.
Yeah.
How do you manage cost of everything, man? How do you do that?
Good gosh.
Well, you know, Marshall's, you know, they have some great prices. Target, we do a lot of shopping on clearance and on sale, so you have to be as conscious as possible, you know.
But I've seen your house. You have this beautiful swimming pool. You take such beautiful care of this family. And I wonder, do you flop into bed like I do sometimes and just zonk out because you're just exhausted?
Oh, I have not slept so well as I have in the last year because I get so tired through the day.
Right. You need a MyPillow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Brock, did you hear that?
I haven't tried one of those yet, but I do want to try one of those.
Well, we'll hook you up. We'll hook you up. I love it. And so I think it's brilliant. I want to hear your voice because I know how hectic we are on our end, and I think having 6 kids...
Maybe Lincoln Navigator,
having your family grow from 4 to 10...
Windows?
...is a big deal.
Yeah. You're amazing, buddy. I commend you. Oh. I have the kids adapted to you being their parents? So they look back? Do they ask questions about their old life? Is there any conflict in that regard?
Yeah, no. I think they've really adjusted very well. We don't, you know, anytime they want to talk about anything from their past, of course, we are all ears and we always are eager to learn about more and more of their past. But we don't bring anything up unless they do. We
nice.
Want them to kind of be in charge of that. And they do every once in a while. They'll tell us about a memory or they'll tell us about something that they used to do. And, you know, and if we can incorporate something like that into our daily lives,
I love it. Steve Anderson McLean and what you're doing is shining a light on foster adoption, particularly siblings. And I think you're wonderful. And I'm so glad you joined us. Thank you, my friend. And good luck going back to school.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And good luck to you too, Wendy.
Thank you, sweetheart. We'll talk soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.